Well, I mean, obviously today, going out there and practice, it was obvious that we had the long weekend with Memorial Day weekend. I don't think we were as crisp as we needed to be in practice today. We've got to, we only get a certain amount of opportunities, and we didn't practice the way that we needed to today. But good news is, guys are still out there. They're competing, and they're trying to do everything that we're asking them to do to get better. From an injury standpoint, we got several guys that either didn't practice or couldn't finish practice. Tracy Porter still got the calf. Coy Francis was ill. Stacy McGee still got the foot. Miles Burris has a knee. John Hazy's got a calf. Cribbs still with a knee. Casas got a hamstring. Johnny Jones got a knee. DJ Hayden did not practice today. He's got an abdominal issue. It's probably going to keep him out the rest of OTAs, but he should be ready to go for training camp.
With Hayden, does it have anything to do with his injury from last year?
We can't rule that out, obviously, but right now I don't know exactly what the correlation is to it, but we don't anticipate it being an issue. What's that? Yeah, he'll probably be out for the rest of the offseason and be ready to go for training camp.
How much is that?
Well, it's obviously, not a good thing. I mean, from a football standpoint, as a rookie, you need all the reps you can get and all the work you can get. And then obviously, when you combine that with Tracy being out for, really most of last week and potentially this week, we'll see. That kind of sets us back a little bit.
How disappointing is it when you have practice?
Well, I mean, I think when you look at it, they were off on Friday. They had Memorial Day off, so really you had a four-day weekend. And, it's just we weren't as crisp mentally and into it as much as we needed to be. It's not uncommon. It's not the first time I've ever seen that happen. But we got to learn from that. We got to move forward, and we got to take advantage of the next two opportunities that we have the next 2 days to get better. Well, I mean, just the first day, we got him out there in a limited role. I think he's still feeling his way around a little bit, but I don't have any concerns that he'll be ready to roll. We'll kind of work him in a little bit more as we keep going.
Woodson and Porter, a couple of veteran guys, they won Super Bowls, been Pro Bowls. What sort of confidence do you hope that their presence rubs off on the rest of the team, in addition to what they bring on the field?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think anytime you got guys that have been through it and they've won the ultimate prize in this league, they kind of know what it takes to get there. It's not easy. It's a real challenge to get that done. And having guys that have done it and been through it, I think that's a positive. When I said this the other day, I mean, Charles Woodson plays the game with a little bit of a swagger. And that's what the real good teams do. And so hopefully he'll bring some of that with him to our football team.
Is Hayden here, or is he getting looked at elsewhere?
He was at the hospital.
Locally?
Yes.
This came up last week. When did this first pop up?
I think Tuesday or Wednesday of last week.
What were some of the symptoms?
I'm not going to get into all the details of it. I mean, he's out right now. He's brought what we anticipated that he would bring. I mean, he's a veteran guy that he's never really had the opportunity to kind of say this is his time to run the show, and he's getting that opportunity here. He's done an outstanding job so far. He's very intelligent. Does a great job of running the huddle for us and getting us into the right checks and the right defenses, and so. It's still early in the off season, but I've been pleased with what he's done so far.
Lucas Nix was running with the first thing at left guard. Are him and Tony kind of just competing for that spot?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're gonna mix and match a little bit, and Lucas and Tony were both two young guys that we wanted to look at on the interior of our offensive line, and both of them have done a nice job so far, and it was kind of his day to be. Up with the ones.
Lucas,
starting quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, you know, right now that's the way we're going. You know, I mean, just like we've said before, you know, we want to try to create as much competition as we can on this football team. That's how you get better. And when everybody competes and they compete in a way that, you know, they want to do what's best for the football team, you know, the cream always rises to the top. And so, you know, Matt's our starting quarterback as we go forward right now. And, you know, until the competition dictates otherwise, you know, that's the way we're going. Well, I mean, I'm hoping that he's going to get back to the explosive guy that he was 2 years ago. You know, some of the things that we're doing schematically fits him a little bit better. But we'll see when we get out there and start playing games. I mean, nobody has a crystal ball. Nobody knows what the hell's going to be. But that's something that, you know, it's really something you can't really concern yourself about. You got to go out there and play football the way it's meant to be played. We'll have a plan no matter what happens.
Talk about Charles brings his Super Bowl experience here, but the fact that he chose the Raiders over a lot of other teams he could have gone through also gives credence to what you guys are doing here, right?
Well, I think, in talking with Charles, you know, when he came in on the visit, you know, it was apparent to me that he wanted to be a part of the Raiders. You know, this is a tradition-rich organization. And, you know, I think he can see some of the things that we're doing to try to get back to those winning ways. And at the end of the day, as a player, as a coach, whatever, you know, you want to have a vision for success. I think we're putting some of those pieces together.
Anything more for Coach? Coach Latavius Murray looks big and strong out there. He was quick to come in for Darren McFadden. He's doing a lot of things to see him out there.
Well, those things. He's a big physical runner, but I think probably the thing that's been most impressive is that he's picked up everything offensively from a schematic standpoint, assignment wise. He's done a great job. He's done a nice job in pass protection. That's one of the things you see with young backs that they struggle with at times. But he's a pretty intelligent player, and again, we're, you know, practice number four, so. I'm not going to get too far out in front, you know, with these rookie players. I mean, they'll define themselves when we put the pads on. We really get to start working and going through training camp, start playing preseason games.
There's such a turnover roster. Is this more of another step in the rebuilding process, or would you say more of a fresh start?
Well, I wouldn't use the term rebuilding. I mean, we're trying to win, and I think that's what you do in this league, and you try to win football games, and we're going to do – you know, whatever we feel like we need to do to try to do that. I do think we've brought in some pieces that I think will help us in that regard.
How much of a difference does it make to have a roster where instead of having a lot of players that sort of say, all right, we'll go along with this, we'll give it a shot, as opposed to having guys that seem to be really jumping in and being on board?
Well, I think you can ask anybody in this league that's had success. The teams that have success, eventually at some point in time, the players take over. And they understand the commitment that it takes to have success in this league and to win in this league. And for you to do that on a consistent basis, those guys have to understand what the expectations are. And when their expectations of themselves are equal to or greater than what our expectations of them as coaches are, then that's when you got them, and I don't think we're there yet, but I think we're moving in that direction.
Are there any very young players, the undrafted free agents, some of the guys at the very bottom of the roster who really caught your eye?
Oh God, there's so many new faces out there. It's hard to keep up with all of them. I think some of those guys have done a nice job. A guy like Connor Vernon's a guy that kind of He stood out, you know, a little bit. I guess that'd be, you know, one guy that I would say.
Any more for Coach? Thank you.